Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about funding member deals from our own personal checking account. As I said yesterday, this is true. We, Jill and I, have, there's no like smoke and mirrors here. When we decide to do a deal funding deal, and Jill's going to talk all about it today, it comes out of our personal account. That's how much we believe in the deal and the person that we're doing the deal with. So right. Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Charlie asks, I have a chance to buy a lot that has a very small set of buyers. I have one guy that normally buys everything with almost no research into the properties other than a brief title check. He doesn't care about access or attributes. My dilemma is that this new property is 100 plus acres, and him and I are normally dealing in the 5 to 10 acre range. So how do I ask if he wants a property that I don't own yet? Because if he's not interested, then I'll pass on it as well. Thanks.
This is a great question, and it's one that I think is pertinent to anybody that's been in this business for more than 6 months. We all find people we'd love to sell property to. And there was a time in my career, not so much anymore, where I was only working with one or two, in some cases, just one buyer. And if it didn't fit the mark, I just moved on.
Right.
This is long before Jill or Land Academy. So I understand this point in your career where you are, and my advice would be to you, if you've done a bunch of deals with this person, lay it on him. See if he says yes or no. I'm not sure I would pass on it if it's a great deal, especially because there's this group exists that we're in. So if it's a good deal, I would just say I would get it into landtank.com or get it onto at least landinvestors.com and say, hey, this deal doesn't work for me. It might work for you guys. Let's partner it. But I don't want to put any money in. Or, hey, why don't you throw me $1,000 if you believe in the deal? I'll turn it all over to you. But don't let it go to waste.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I, too, even since we've been working together, I've had buyers that I knew right away when we're buying them, I know who's going to buy this one, I know who's going to buy that one, who's going to buy this one. And I love those relationships because it's such an easy conversation. I just send him, hey, I just got these this week. You want them? He'll say 1, 2, and 5. Yep, done. And that's all we talk about. He knows where to wire the money. I watch it pop in. I know where how he likes the deed done. I just do it. I mean, that's the extent of it. It's one email to him, one email back, and then the deal's done. So these are great. And I agree with you. Some of these larger, when you said a very small set of buyers, to me, what I'm hearing Charlie say is it's a small buyer's pool. There's a unique person who's going to want 100 acres. I agree. And then price point. There's a just like any real estate, there's a price point where people, you get a lot of people, you know, what the middle class can afford, let's just say. That kind of a thing. And I'm sure it applies to cars. Applies to everything.
Yeah.
Applies to jewelry, everything. Food, restaurants. There's a sweet spot there. And then it's also, you have a spot with the sizes of properties. Some people look at 1 acre and go, oh, that's too big. You know, and there's a lot of people that 5 to 10 acres. I could, what we found, like south of 10 acres, people can swallow that. 5 acres, you could stand there and walk it and see it. But 100 acres, it's going to take you a little while to go out and drive it and see it and, you know, and explore it. And so there's a smaller pool. And then people freak out a little bit too if you're not like this guy who's only doing 5 to 10 acres. They might, you know, have in their head, like, how am I going to handle all this? How am I going to care for all this or whatever? They dream up things. So when he talks about the buyers, I guess that's where I was going. I can see his little hesitation. However, if it's priced right and you market it right, there are buyers out there. If it is that good of a deal, even if this one person doesn't want it, I agree with Stephen, don't let it go to waste. And depending on the price, if you don't have the cash for it, but you know it's that great, like Stephen said, we will fund it. Now there's two ways too, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Land Tank is available to you. Number one, you could put it up there, let somebody just grab it from our group. Or two, we all remember last week, when I did that face, maybe we don't remember, I'll tell you. Last week on Wednesday, I did a Facebook live event. And at the same time of the live event, all you members, you got an email that went out with 76 kind of names, I think it was on there, of people with money. Their name, their phone number, their email addresses, the type of deals they want to do, how much they're willing to spend per deal, how much they've got standing by overall, and any special comments about, you know, what they, how much work they're willing to put in on the deal. So you got people.
The bigger point here with Charlie is that here she's got this buyer and they're having a rip-roaring blast right now, but that's going to end. And I'm going to sound like your father here for a minute. This person's eggs are all in one basket, and it will end. And when it ends, they're going to, and let's say it ends 2 years from now, they're going to say to themselves, because I speak from experience here, man, I wish 2 years ago when everything was going great, I would have diversified a little bit and started working on these bigger properties and not relied solely on this one buyer to buy every single thing that I'm selling. So it's really easy to get complacent and, lazy.
That's a great point.
You don't want to do that. I did that and almost sunk the ship.
Very good point.
Twice. Mm-hmm. Today's topic, funding member deals from our own personal checking account. This is the meat of the show.
This surprised me, what you said. I didn't know that people thought that. But now when I think about it, I'm surprised that I didn't. What would they think? I don't know, because we never really clarified that. But yeah. Can I back up and say what it is?
Absolutely. Okay. Because I mean, I prefaced this a little bit on yesterday's show about people mistrusting deal money sources that maybe you can review. Okay. Or whatever.
What is Land Academy deal funding? If you go on our website, if you go on Land Investors or Land Academy, you can find a link to Land Academy deal funding. What it is a place for anyone, and you don't even have to be a Land Academy member, to submit a deal for us to review for lending. Well, all we ask is, please do your homework. Don't just throw it up there and say, hey, I'm not sure I'd even buy it. Or you guys, what do you think? Is it a good deal for anybody? I don't want that. I want it to be a deal that you're going down the path, you've already done your due diligence, you have it locked down, you have a signed purchase agreement from the seller, and all you're looking for right now is the money. Like, shucks, this is such a good deal. I don't have the money right now. We got to do this. Can you fund it for me? That's where Land Academy deal funding comes in. So you submit it. It gets to my team. There's a few things that have to get done first, and then it gets to me. And then we look at this and thumbs up, thumbs down. You know, I'm either going to write you a check, you know, and close it with you, kind of thing, or I'm going to say, here's what we all missed. Now, do you want to jump in now?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. So the show is about, which I didn't even realize, that people may not know, that is our money. I'm not doing this with some syndication or group or, you know, even our advanced members. Nobody's doing these deals. It's me doing the deals. It really is our money. And like Steve said, when we started this in January 2019, we started Land Academy deal funding, we dumped, I don't remember how much it was, a chunk of cash into a separate account and said, this is our deal funding money. And we have, of course, since paid it back. And now it just keeps growing. And it's true. Steven's like, I don't know about this. You know, in the beginning, it was kind of funny. But I'll tell you, now a year later, I have a couple numbers I was going to share. I was going to share the average profit on each deal right now is $29,492. Not bad.
It's amazing.
That's the average. So, and also too, I thought it was a really good statistic to share. I track the days from when it gets input, like the day that you go in and submit the deal for us to do together. And we're usually going through escrow on these deals or bigger deals. That's why you're needing the money. So we're going through escrow on the buy side and the sell side. So the average number of days too, from when it gets input into our system, that you fill out the contact form with your information, to it is done, sold, and you and I are counting the money, is 56 days. That's not bad.
It's truly amazing. Yeah. That tells me is the deals that we choose are great.
Mm-hmm.
And the deals that, a certain percentage of the deals that are submitted are great.
Mm-hmm. And if there's something funny, there's been times too. I mean, and you know if you submit a deal to me, there's times that I go, shucks, I'm not feeling this one, but I got to tell you, it's not that it may not be a great deal for somebody else. So there are some that just don't sing to me at that moment, or I don't know the area that well, or I'm not sure about it, but I'll tell you too. Okay, you need to know that this might have been overlooked. This is not a good deal, you know. And usually we're like, thank you, you know, we dodge that bullet, or I'm doing it, or it's not that great for me. And often it's because maybe the numbers are too small. It's a buy for 5,000, sell for 15. Okay, it's hard for me to get excited about that. I'm not, you can see my profit's around 30,000. That's what I want to get out of it. And I want you to get that much out of it too, by the way. So our margin is 60,000 that we're splitting in here. That's what I'm going for. That's, you know, total. So I'll tell you to put it on Land Tank. That's why we have Land Tank. There are a lot of people in our group that would love to give $5,000 and split $15,000 with you all day long. Also with the investor funding list that I just put together for you and just went out in the email last week. Hit up those people. What else do you want to share?
Deal funding itself has been incredibly profitable for us and the people who submit the deals. It's a 50-50 split. We don't take points up front. It's 100%. It's 100%. So if somebody brings a deal to us and we like it, they don't get charged a dollar, not a single dollar. So it's a pretty unique program. It's one that we completely have self-funded and it's proven now. So this isn't a commercial for deal funding. My point is, one of the reasons that we created Land Academy in its infancy was to create business partners for ourselves so we could all make money together, because we truly believe the whole thing was founded on Jill and I's belief that we're better as a group than we would be just flying off on our own. And this is a perfect indication of that. And we're only 12 months in. So if it rings true to form like the rest of the companies that we have and the entities that we have, I'm sure that we will make more than $1 million next year, or mm-hmm. 2020 this year. Mm-hmm. So it's a great program, and everybody seems to win.
Mm-hmm. It is. Thanks. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you will find us right here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can find us on the House Academy Show.
Next week, join us on the Land Academy Show for the episode called You Can Have It All, Just Not at the Same Time. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I cannot wait to hear where that's going to go.
You know what this is an answer to?
What's that?
It's like my canned answer to people who are having a tremendous amount of trouble with life getting in their way of being successful at this stuff. And so I get that everybody's at some point, most people have little kids or a job that sucks or too many bills or all of that. The answer is not to sit and say, I can't do this. You know, right. You can have it all. You can make this completely work. You're gonna have to bite off smaller bites. It's all in your soul and your will. That's what that's about.
Super cool. Proud of you.
Thank you.
The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.